that's when the Jewish people got hold of the beach.
So that was in that, that's when that area became Jewish?
Yeah.
Okay.
That they started then, and so many people tried to hang on. They had just the hotels at first belonged to the Jewish people. And then they started building the home, buying the homes, and soon there was another hotel built. And it started growing during the upcome of the Depression. They didn't build until the Depression was nearly over. But they bought during that Depression time, and the Miami people, home people, lost their property because they simply could not pay the expenses of the high taxes that they started charging over there when the hotel started coming in.
You mentioned automobiles earlier. Did you learn to drive?
I didn't learn to drive till 1930 or something like that.
But you did finally learn. When did the first main artery from the north come into the town?
Well,
what do you mean?
You mean the highways? They didn't make those for speed highways until after the during the boom.
They had a highway.
They had a highway, but it was just a regular sandstone gravel and sandstone top.
And
then they would oil it.
So you had,
but it was always having
only mediocre roads, and they would sometimes detour you around to the ocean, the Indian River section, and it was the most beautiful drive you ever saw.
How long would it take you to get between here and Jacksonville?
Well, I have a girlfriend that learned to drive, and she, her parents let her drive to Jacksonville. It was Fern Litz. And she was going to make it in a day.
Well,
but I think that it took her 14 hours. The best she could do on the old Ford or whatever she was. I've forgotten what kind of car it was.
Make the speed.
But they couldn't make, the cars couldn't make the speed, and the roads wouldn't take it. And you had to detour around it, but they went straight through, and I think it took 14 hours to get there. But that was phenomenal then. That was good timing.
That was before the First World War.
Yes. And that was, Mom and them thought that it was just, although she was a close friend of her mother and all, she thought she was scatterbrained to let her her teenage daughter go up there.
It almost take you that long now, just take it.
Well, she did it leisurely, yes. Mm-hmm. Now, we have driven it, I think, in about 6 hours.
Yeah, 8 hours.
6 to 8 hours, coming along right straight through on the stopping
floor. On US 1.
On US 1. I like to drive US 1 rather than the expressways, just to see the scenery.
You can go to the ocean a bit. See
You see the beautiful scenery.
Open road.
Where you come 95, and it's a wonderful route now. And you make time, but it isn't as pretty. You're through the woods, and then communities are building up rather close.
Okay, now on the, when these highways were built, what would you call a place where you might just pull off the side of the road and they have a couple of tables or something like that? Did they have those?
They had a few, but very few. And then it was, yes, you could stop pretty well as you could find a place to stop. You could pull out under a pine tree because the roads were not lifted up so that you could just go off on them. And pretty much it was a family affair. If you took a little table, you'd have a table. If you didn't, you'd put it on the ground or you'd eat from your car. And it was not a state park or a community.
Was it difficult to find places to stop and refuel and everything?
They had filling stations along. The only time that you really were caught was going over into Middle State, because the Middle State, the filling stations would close on Sunday. And sometimes in the old cars you needed to refuel before you got over to Tampa or over.